League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
Jarrah Mark, who has been fantastic for us, obviously winning Player of the Month there last season, like, he's just been a new signing for us. He's been unbelievable.
League of Ireland Late Night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You are very welcome along to Friday's edition of Rugby Daily on this Good Friday with me, Cameron Hill. Coming up, we'll have the team news for Ireland as they make their Women's Six Nations trip to Wales on Easter Sunday. We'll also have URC team news from the Irish provinces, including an Interpro derby at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. And we will hear from interim Munster head coach Ian Costello and interim head coach of Connacht, Cully Tucker, in the programme today. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And it's to Matters Ireland we go first, because Edel McMahon and Enya Breen return from injury for their Women's Six Nations trip to Wales on Easter Sunday. Head coach Scott Beaman has made five changes from last weekend's defeat to England in Cork. McMahon comes in for Aaron King, who faces a long spell on the sidelines with a knee injury. Beaman has outlined what unique qualities King brings to the squad, but he's insisted that the other back row options are ready to step up.
We've got a few options that we can look at. Obviously, what she brings is fairly unique, and you know, the sort of innovation of like the single player lifts at the front lineouts and stuff, and her ability to read games, line break, make defensive impacts, both tackle and pinching the ball back, has been brilliant. But we can't just be reliant on one player. We've got to keep growing the depth. There's girls coming through. Adele's back online this week. We've got players in the background. Claire Bowles has been outstanding through the camp and brings with it her own unique brand of open side flanker. So, yeah, we've got some options. We're okay. We'll be able to put a performance out there, and we believe in what we're trying to do, and we believe we can do it.
Siobhan McCarthy, Ruth Campbell and Molly Scuffle-McCabe also come into the side for that game at Rodney Parade. So that team in full sees McCarthy join Niamh Jones and Linda Dugang in the front row. Ruth Campbell links up with Dorothy Wall in the engine room, while McMahon captains the side from open side flanker with Brittany Hogan and Aoife Wafer alongside her in the loose. Scuffle-McCabe partners Dana O'Brien in the halfback, while Breen replaces Eve Higgins at 12. Aoife Dalton is named at outside centre. The back three is unchanged from last weekend. Amy Lee Costigan and Anna McGann are on the left and right wings respectively, with Stacey Flood at full back. Higgins joins the likes of Sive McGrath, Cliona Maloney and Fiona Chute on the bench for the trip to Rodney Parade. Wales, meanwhile, has handed a first start of the campaign to back row Alex Callender. She's returned from injury. They're currently bottom of the standings after three defeats from three in their campaign so far, and they're chasing a first win under new head coach Sean Lynn this weekend. To Matters URC then, and Leinster and Ulster have both named their sides for the Interpro clash tomorrow night at the Aviva Stadium. So Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose start at centre, with Kieran Frawley named at 10 and scrum half Luke McGrath captaining the side. Jamie Osborne joins the O'Briens, Jimmy and Tommy in the back three. It's a front row of Jack Boyle, Gus McCarthy and Thomas Clarkson, while Joe McCarthy and Jeremiah Mangan are selected in the second row, and Alex Soroka and Scott Penny are the flankers, with James Culhane in at number 8. Now, head coach Leo Cullen has opted for real power on the bench, so Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan, Tadhg Furlong and Argy Snayman are among the replacements. The boys in blue are 8 points clear at the top of the URC standings heading into the weekend, and have a Champions Cup semi-final against Northampton Saints to look forward to in a few weeks' time. But former Leinster captain Hannah O'Connor says they'll want to keep up their momentum at the business end of the season. She joined Off the Ball Breakfast this morning.
I think, like, probably over the last few years with the way things have gone for Leinster in terms of, you know, not winning any silverware, that's a big thing for them. And I think they're not going to want to take the foot off the gas in terms of any complacency or losing that momentum that they've had in performances. So yeah, you'll probably see a bit of rotation, I'm sure, to a certain extent. But then also there's people who want to put their hands up for grabs, or, you know, put their hand up for the spots that might come and the matches to come and the run-in as well, and in the Champions Cup as well. So there's a lot to play for them. So I think they'll be putting the throat. Anybody who's playing is getting an opportunity to put a jersey on and put their hand up for selection for what's to come. So yeah, while there might be a dead rubber for them, they'll still be, you know, wanting to put on a performance for the Leinster fans as well, and playing that same style of rugby. But I don't think they'll want to be taking any foot off the gas in terms of keeping that tempo and keeping that style of play and keeping the momentum, because it's something that over the last, you know, few years have having definitely would want to be just foot in the throat every match they have, not taking anything for granted, even if it might be a dead rubber.
For Ulster then, Cormac Isichukwu returns from injury to start in the second row. Stuart McCloskey comes into the midfield to replace James Hume, who's out with a back issue. So let's go through that team in full. It's Mikey Lowry at full back, Jacob Stockdale and Zach Ward on the wings. McCloskey is joined by Jude Postlethwaite in the centre. It's a half-back partnership of Nathan Doak and Jack Murphy. Andrew Warwick, Rob Herring and Tom O'Toole are the scrummagers. Captain Alan O'Connor is alongside Cormac Isichukwu in the second row, while it's a back row of James McNabney, Nick Timoney and number 8 Dave McCann. Don't forget, if you want to catch our rugby coverage on Off the Ball, just become a member now at offtheball.com/join. Now, Munster could hand a debut to Lee Barron when the Bulls visit Thomond Park tomorrow. The hooker joined from Leinster this week, initially on a loan deal ahead of signing permanently this summer, along with prop Michael Milne. He's on the bench with Jack Crowley, Craig Casey and Peter O'Mahony, all retained from last weekend's Champions Cup defeat in Bordeaux. Interim head coach Ian Costello is looking for big improvements from the side this weekend.
We talked about a reaction or probably a response. I'd probably talk about reaction being short term and response being over a longer period of time. And Edinburgh was the one where we were really disappointed with. And there was issues in that game that we had to address because we weren't at the right pitch, you know, mentally and emotionally that we should have been. This was different at the weekend. You know, everything we saw, the fight, the spirit, the character, we never want to take that for granted. Technically, we were off on two significant areas, you know, and of all teams, they hurt you more than anybody else when you turn over the ball. We literally played into their hands. But that's not going to, we can't allow that affect our confidence and our belief going forward, because there's so much to play for this season still.
That team in full. So it's a front row of Josh Witcherly, Niall Scannell and Ollie Yeager. John Klein and Tadhg Byrne are the locks, Tadhg Byrne captaining the side, while Tom Ahern and Peter O'Mahony are either side of Alex Kendellan in the back row. Thacker Abrahams is retained at full back, while Andrew Smith and Sean O'Brien are the wingers. Alex Nankivell and Tom Farrell are the centre partnership. And of course, it's Craig Casey and Jack Crowley at 9 and 10. Jack Carty will make his first start of the season for Connacht this weekend. They're in South Africa for a meeting with the Stormers. Captain Kian Prendergast is named in the back row, while Finlay Beelam joins Dylan Tierney Martin and Peter Dooley in the front row. Interim head coach Cully Tucker has outlined what the Stormers will bring this weekend.
I think it's the nature of the URC this year. All the teams are quality, beating each other around. Like, 6 points is separating us in fifth place, so I think the quality of teams, home and away advantage has been a factor. But what are we expecting from the Stormers? Like, brilliant individual players. You know, their offloading game is very, very impressive. Very, very strong set piece. Very, very strong scrum. And a very, very cohesive and attack-minded team. But at the same time, the contact zone both sides of the ball will be key to the game, you know. And it's something, you know, we're in the land of physicality now, so it's something we have to bar up and be ready for. They've been strong around, you know, both sides of the ruck, so we have to be really accurate and really physical there.
That team in full. So Pearse O'Connor is at full back. It's Che Mullins and Shane Jennings on the wings. Cahill forward partners David Hawkshaw at 12 and 13. Ben Murphy comes back into the side alongside Jack Carty. They are the fly half and scrum half and fly half this weekend. It's a front row of Peter Dooley, Tierney Martin and Beelam. Oisin Dowling and Dara Murphy are in at the second row. And it's Kian Prendergast, Connor Oliver and Paul Boyle rounding off that team. Now that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. We'll have more Rugby Daily for you next week, but until then, enjoy the Easter weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.